Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for this opportunity you are giving us once again to share your word. Father, Lord, I pray that this word, as we share with your people, I pray that, Lord, it will have positive effect upon our lives. It will transform souls. Lord, it will give birth to new souls for the kingdom, and the Father, people shall be blessed, refreshed, healed, and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you use this man this morning. As I preach your word, the Father, as I open my mouth, you will fill it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, Lord, Lord, help us that, Father, we come to the fullness and to the maturity of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air? I hope I meet you well this morning. And I want to thank God for the mighty power of God that is keeping you, that is helping you. I thank God because you are there. And I know that God will continue to bless and to lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me also thank God for all those who actually are following this program. I want to thank you so much for your comments, for your observations, for your remarks. And I bless God because truly I know that, you know, God will preserve you and I so that at the end, we shall surely make heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, also, I want to say that help me to call somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is right now on this channel. And God wants to speak to us and that God wants to bless us. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, by the grace of God, we shall be speaking on a new topic that says how to live for Christ. How to live for Christ, because as Christian, we have been called to live for Him. Now, let me say this and say it very, very well, that living for Christ starts with being born again. Can you see? You know, living for Christ starts with being born again, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Can you see? You know, all things has passed away. The old life has passed away. The old lifestyle, the old fashion, the old way of life must pass away for you to start a new life. So, to live for Christ, number one, is to be born again. You know, is to start to live for God. Now, let me say this, you know, before I enter the message, that living for Christ shows that you don't have two masters again. You know, it shows that there is only one master you follow. Can you see now? And that is Jesus Christ. Living for Christ also means, you know, that you are pleasing God and not man. You know, you have decided, you know, you have decided to please God. You have determined that in your life, you know, God is the only one you will follow. You know, the word of God will be supremest in your life. Can you see now? Let's see Galatians chapter 1 in verse 10. Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
If I still please men, if I am a man pleaser, I can never be God's servant. Can you see now? So living for Christ is not to please people, not to please your parents, not to please, you know, your friends, but, you know, you live to please Christ. You know, you are not conformed to this world. You know, you have determined that this world is not your own. You know, you are looking for a better home above. Can you see now? So, living for Christ is not to please man, and also not to be conformed to this world, not to be carried away by all the rudiments of this world. No, not to be carried away by all the, you know, the things, the sunshine things of this world when you are living for Christ. That is what Paul was saying in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God.
So Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. So to live for Christ is not to live for this world. To live for Christ is not to follow the style of this world. To live for Christ is not to go after this world rudiment. Look, if you still have taste for this world, you can't live for Christ. It's not possible. You know, so he said, but you should be transformed. You know, you must renew your mind for you to live for Christ. Can you see now? You must be transformed. Don't be conformed. Don't be conformed to all these worldly styles. That is why you must flee every sexual immorality. That is why, you know, you must live to do the will of God. Number one thing is this, that you must flee every immorality. Everyone that wants to live for Christ must be free from all this pollution of this world. You know, because this morning, I just want to extract this point. By next week, by the grace of God, I will go into the full teaching of this particular subject. But I'm just going to give you extract of all that we are going to speak, you know, under this subject. You must flee every sexual immorality. You must flee every sexual pollution if you are living for Christ. I have been counseling people, telling youth, I discovered that there is so much pollution in our life, and it's supposed not to be so. How can you be in the choir system of the church? How can you be an usher in the church, and yet you are still polluting yourself? This supposed not to be so. Now, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 18 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
He said flee fornication. You know, the sin of sexual immorality is increasing tremendously in the church. And yet you want to live for Christ? And Bible says, you know, flee. All the other sins, Bible says, resist. Resist this demon, resist that demon. But in fornication, in immorality, he said that flee, run away, like Joseph ran. You know, Joseph ran when Potiphar's wife comforted him to hinder his destiny, to break his covenant. You know, so you too, you know, you must be ready to put away immorality. If you want to live for Christ, you know, you must be holy unto the Lord. Bible says you should be holy, for I am holy. You know, when God was speaking, even in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, he was telling the people that be holy because I am holy. Now, how much more you that you are under grace and you are saying it is not possible? Why are you saying it is not possible? Won't you want to live for Christ? And won't you want to get to heaven? You know, heaven is the final destination of every Christian. And, you know, what you do here determines where you'll be placed there. You know, a lot of people, they are just committed to church and they are not going to heaven. You know, because the collar in the neck does not mean salvation of the heart. So this morning, you know, the Lord is calling you. The Spirit of God is calling you, you know, from every immorality to come and live your life for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I'm doing extra of what we'll be doing, saying under this topic, you know, for some times now. That's what I'm trying to do this morning. And I want you to follow me so that you will know that actually God has words for us. He wants to speak to us. Now, if you want to live for Christ, then be ready to do the will of God. You know, the will of God must be paramount, not your own will. Your own will must forgo them. You know, you must do away with your own will and settle with the will of God. You need to ask yourself every day, what I'm doing right now, is it God's will for me? You know, is it the will of God for me? So you must settle down to do the will of God, not your own will. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 21 to 23. Matthew 7, 21 to 23.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name hast cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Wow. Can you see that those who are not living for Christ, you know, they will be sentenced out of eternity. You know, they will be sentenced out of heaven. He said, depart from me. I said, I don't know you. And you will see, but I do miracles in your name, but I do healings in your name, but I do that in your name. And Jesus will say, look, I don't know you, because when you are in the world, you are living for yourself. You are not living for Christ. Can you see now? So don't use the little time you will spend in this world to destroy your heavenly, your eternity. No, don't. No, be ready to settle for the will of God in your life. You know, look at Hosea chapter 8, verse 2. You know, you must be ready to settle for the will of God in your life. The moment you settle for the will of God, you are settling, you know, for eternity. Yes.
Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee.
Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know you. Can you see now? Do you know God? You know, are you doing His will? Are you ready for His will? You know, so, you know, you must always ask what I am doing right now. Is it the will of God? In the book of James, James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse number 22.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Be doer of the word. Can you see now? Do the word. You know, what is the word of God saying concerning every issue of your life? What is the word of God saying? You know, be ye doers of the word. You know, stop deceiving yourself. There are many people today going to church, they are just deceiving themselves. They are not walking Christ. They are not living for Christ. You know, and I've told you that cross on the neck does not mean salvation of the heart. Because you are going to church doesn't mean you are going to heaven. And you must know this very well. Know this very well. Don't allow anyone to bamboozle you, giving you, you know, great post in the church, and yet your life does not entice your heaven. Please, this morning, God is speaking to you. You know, I'm a little bit hard upon you this morning. No, I want you to understand, you know, some basic things, because, you know, in many places, in many of our centers, you know, all they are teaching us or all they are telling us, they have not given us true foundation. You know, they have not released, they have not helped us to know what stewardship is, what living for Christ is all about. You know, in most churches, all that we do is just to tell people 10 points to prosperity. Who said prosperity is not good? Don't you know that prosperity is in your service to God? So, you know, you must do the will of God, you know, and once you do the will of God, then it will be well with you. Jesus came to do His will. He said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. So everything that Christ did, He did it according to what is written concerning Him. He lived for God. So who are you living for? Who are you living for? That's the question you need to ask yourself this morning. Who are you living for? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishments in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Alade Sami Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, by the grace of God, we are talking on living for Christ, you know. And you know, I'm doing the extra of all that I'll be sharing in the next few weeks, you know, this morning. And I'm trying to let us know what living for Christ entails, you know, because Paul lived for Christ. You know, everything about Paul is Christ. See what he said in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians, chapter number 2, verse number 20.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Hallelujah. You see, Paul saw himself as no longer alive. He left his past life behind, and now Christ was his life, and Christ alone. Can you see? He has left, you know, he saw himself dead. That Paul, that Saul of yesterday, is no more the one you are seeing. You know, he saw himself as no longer alive. You know, you must die. You know, this flesh, you must die. For you to live for Christ, you know, every carnality, everything they call flesh, Mr. Flesh, must burn out. And when Mr. Flesh is there, you know, sin cannot take over. Can you see now? So he left his past life behind. Now, if you want to live for Christ, how about all these things you are doing? Your past life, you still carry your past life into Christianity. It's not possible. We have said that therefore, if a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things has passed away. All the old lifestyle, old sin must pass away. If you really want to live for Christ, and now Christ was his life. And Christ alone. Who is your own life? Who are you living for? Now, we can see Paul that, you know, is totally committed to Jesus. That's why I say, look at Philippians, for example. You know, in Philippians chapter 3, from verses 7 to 8. See what he said there. Philippians 3, 7 to 8.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Wow. He counted all things as what? As dung. What you are taking as something, what you know, what you are carrying as something, Paul says it's dung. You know, because of your level in life, because of your wealth, because of your achievement, because of what you have in this world, you can't live for Christ again. Can you see that? The Paul said, all those things you are talking about, all those things that you are think is now an ephemera in your life, Paul said they're like dung. Can you see that? You know, those things that is not allowing you to live for Christ because of your wealth, because of your money, because of your influence, because of your position in society. You're saying, I can't live for Christ. And Paul is saying to us this morning, all those things I count as dung. And he was saying, now imitate me. You know, because I am now serving God. You know, how can you say that to even your children? Can you say that to your friends that they should imitate you as you have imitated Christ, that you are working for Christ? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Can we read verse 1?
Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
Be ye followers of me. You know, as I live for Christ, you know, only few men can say that. Only few pastors can say that. That his people in my church follow me as I follow Christ. Because, you know, people have seen our weaknesses. They have discovered that we are not fully following Christ. You know, and when you are not, you know, a follower of Christ, You are not going to heaven. Now, you must live for Christ. That is all I am saying this morning as I'm making this introduction, you know, message to us. We must live. We must be determined and be ready to live for Christ. Other people will imitate you. They will say, in the area of prayers, let me imitate so and so. In the area of evangelism. Okay, now, how many souls have you given to Christ since the beginning of this year? Huh? What has been something that is outstanding that you have done for Jesus? What are the things you have done for his kingdom? What are those things? What are the divine intervention you have brought to your church where you are, you know, where you are serving Jesus? What? Those are the things I want you to consider this morning. You know, for you to know if you are actually living for Christ or not. You know, read Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Philippians 3, 17.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example.
Saying that there are some that are in the church that, you know, are not following the example of Christ. They are not living for Christ. That's what always Paul is saying there. Say it again. Let's say it again.
Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example.
You know, there are some that follow. There are some who are not following. So we have some people in the church, you know, they are living for themselves. That's why you see flesh controlling them. That's why you see that, you know, they are not ready for this world. They are not ready for self-sacrifice. You know, they are only full of themselves. They are only full of what they can receive. All they are asking like baby is, God, give me. And not, God, what will I do for you? People who are living for Christ, their souls thirst for Christ. Their souls thirst for Christ. I'm going to Psalm 42 verse 2. Their souls thirst for Christ. So if your soul is not thirsting for Christ, then it means you are not living for Christ. If your soul is not thirsting for his kingdom, thirsting for his word. Let me read it.
My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
Wow. Can you see? You know, we say, where can I come to appear? You know, his soul thirsts for God. You know, living for Christ is walking in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, living for Christ is desiring to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. See, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah 6, 8.
He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
To walk humbly, to show mercy. Are you seeing that? So, you know, living for Christ entails some things that you must know. You know, you must walk humbly. You know, look, living for Christ means using your gifts to glorify his name. You know, God has not created an entity. There are some gifts and talent in you. You know, there are some things that God has deposited inside of you. You must use them to glorify God. So, what are the things that God has given to you? You know, so when you live for Christ, you must support the kingdom work. With all that you have, with your finances. You know, when you live for Christ, you must support the kingdom. You know, you must support the work with all your strength. You know, you must give to the work of God if you are living for Christ. You know, as I said, you must witness for the kingdom. You must be ready to witness for the kingdom, and then you must be ready to render your whole life to him. Brethren, this is what we shall be sharing for the next 2-3 weeks by the grace of God. And I'm sure that God will bless us together. I want to thank you this morning for your attention. May the Lord bless you. I'll be waiting for any reaction from this word this morning. Thank you. I will see you in church tomorrow by the grace of God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for Our Faith Tract in Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.